Sometimes people wonder what it's like to be your slave, and I tell them, it's the best thing in the world. All my needs are taken care of. I get to serve you. My entire job is to keep you happy and to do as you say. That's all I want to do every day of my life. I love you so much. I would do anything you wanted since you own me. Anything. I've proved that. I also do extra things. Anything I know will turn you on because I want you to be hard 24/7. I serve your cock and I need to take the best care of it. And part of that means meeting all of its needs. Basically, I'm enslaved by your cock. Today I was asked what a typical day is like. So I talked about yesterday, which was absolutely amazing, like every other day when I'm in your thrall. You wanted to relax after waking up, so you ate breakfast while watching TV. I did my job well, and I made sure your cock stayed nice and warm. As your cock warmer, I sat on your lap with you inside my pussy, and so I wouldn't disturb you, I rested my head on your shoulder so that you could still watch TV. I exercised my pussy by giving your cock lots of squeezes the whole time. It keeps me really tight for you, and it gives you a nice massage. Sometimes I do it for 10 minutes, and other times a couple hours. It depends on what you're in the mood for. Like yesterday, when your breakfast didn't satiate your hunger, and you needed to feast on my tasty pussy. I laid down for you immediately and threw my legs straight up into the air. You flexed your oral muscles and got vicious with my swollen clit. You slapped it around with your tongue, punched it, and beat it the fuck up until I came for you. Then you were really greedy, and your tongue went as deep as it could go into my little pussy, and you were pretty much jackhammering it. Then you began doing that and using your fingers on my clit. I had a huge, earth-shattering orgasm. I was spent. Oh my God! But that didn't matter to you, because I'm your fuck doll, and you own me. And you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. You tied me up and gagged me. I was excited because I wanted to know what was in store for me. You sucked on my nipples intensely. It hurt, but I couldn't protest or stop you. Then you began squeezing my breasts hard while sucking harder and harder, taking my nipples deep into your mouth. Next, you bit me all around my areolas, leaving love marks that look so pretty today. My nipples were so engorged that when you blew your hot breath all over them, they tingled fiercely. You untied me and took the gag out. Then you pulled on my aching, sensitive nipples while you fucked my tits. The head of your cock poked out from my ample cleavage. I stuck my cum-hungry tongue down and tickled your frenulum with it, lapping up your pre-cum in the process. Then I drooled and spit onto your sacred dick in order to keep it warm and wet. I squeezed my tits together hard to make sure that you had enough pressure. Your cum shot out like a fountain, and I caught it with my mouth, face, and tits. You used your cock head to rub the cum on my nipples. I licked it off for you, and as I did so, you took pictures of your obedient cum slave. You had me leave some on, so the scent would waft upwards, and my cum lust would keep getting stirred. This makes my mind shut off, and I become Master's luscious bimbo cum-for-brains who wants to slut herself on your cock and beg so sweetly for cum. Mm-hmm. yummy. Can't taste so good. I needed more of your delicious cum, so I took your balls into my mouth and I primed them for another load. When you were erect, I lovingly began giving you a blowjob. But you were in the mood for instant gratification. You pushed my head down on your cock and put me in a leg lock so I couldn't raise my head. Your dick was nestled tightly in my more than experienced throat, which tasted the force of your cock's domineering stretching. My throat had a vice grip on you, and my choking and gagging stimulated you so much that you blasted most of a serving of cum into my hungry tummy. The rest of the serving was saved for my tongue so that I could taste my master's scrumptious treat, and you made me keep it there for a long time so that I could savor you. Then you slapped your cock on my face in order to get every last drop out. Next, you told me you were slapping your dick all over my body to show me that you own me and that I'm your fuck toy. You do own me. I'm your fuck toy. I am your fuck toy, master. Yeah. You went to go relax again, so I vigilantly followed, so I could do my job as your human cock warmer. This time, I kept you nice and warm in my mouth, gently massaging your phallus until you were ready to come again. It didn't take long. You put my leash on and dragged me to the bedroom. Then you told me to get ready to be spanked. You love to spank me. That's why you call my ass your spank meat. I yelled out, "Please mark me, master." You made sure my tush was red and that I wouldn't be able to sit on it right away without feeling pain. Ow! No! Ow! 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 Then you brought out the ropes, the sight of which always make my eyes light up. My legs were spread wide and were pulled up and behind me before they were tied to the bed frame. My arms were tied to the bedposts. You put nipple clamps on me, and then you started roughly slapping my pussy and tits. Master, you know me so well. My pussy needs to be beaten into submission. She likes it rough and loves when you destroy her. After slapping and groping my body until it was blushing from the force you had unleashed on it, you then started to walk away. Master, come back! I yelled. I knew what you were doing. You love to hear me beg for your cock, because you know I'm a horny, mindless slut who is completely controlled by your dick. Please, I need your cock! Fuck me as rough and as hard as you want. Please violently rape my pussy. I need it. Come on. I need to serve your cock, so take whatever you want from me. It all belongs to you. At the very least, your cum dump needs her cum. Give it to me, please. That worked. You dashed over and rammed your cock into my needy pussy, using the full weight of your body. Even that first thrust was so deep inside of me. You continued to drill my cunt with supreme fuck machine force. You pulled on my leash and tugged on the chain connected to my nipple clamps, which just made me come harder. Since you had already come that day, you were able to last a really long time. So my body got so overwhelmed that I had to beg you to stop. Oh, it's too much, Master. Stop! Okay, please! Okay, no, you aren't gonna break my pussy! I was seriously a bit worried because it was just the most brutal pounding I'd ever endured. My pleading somehow gave you even more energy, and it made you slam into me harder and faster. I knew I was on the brink of passing out because I was starting to see stars. Then we both came so fucking hard. Even after you had pulled out, you got right next to it and observed how it trembled, proud of what you had done to it, I'm guessing. Once it finally stopped, you swirled your cum around with your finger, watching how it made my pussy twitch. It needed your cum so badly that it just kept pulsing and throbbing, trying to take it in deeper. After you untied me, I started to do Kegels so that I could feel your love milk slosh around inside me. I made sure to be careful because I didn't want any of your cum to leak out of me, even though it was inevitable. I fell asleep for a bit and slept so happily and peacefully because I had a happy pussy full of your cum. I woke up later when my clit was being stimulated. You were using your foot to bring me to climax. I am such a slut that I will take anything you'll give me. And I was happy to even have your foot playing with my pussy. I came, just as we both knew I would. To show your love for me, for all of me, you always come in each of my holes. Now it was my spank meat's turn to feel your passionate wrath. You railed my pussy for a moment. And I have to admit, I was disappointed when you pulled out. But you stuck a large vibrator in its place, and then you spun me around and lovingly coaxed your dick into my ass. Anal hurts me still, so you do take your time with my ass before you begin to plow it hard for a bit. You are a little sadistic after all. But while it hurts, I can handle it. Especially because I love feeling the fullness from your cock in my ass and the vibrator in my sweet little pussy. You told me that you were about to come, so I took the vibrator out. You pulled out and came on my ass, and then I quickly rolled over and spread my legs. Then you sprayed your cum on my pussy, tummy, tits, and face. You took pictures of your smiling, proudly owned fuck slave. Then you posted them on Reddit to make men wish they were you and women wish they could have you as their master. But they can't have you because you are all mine. And I can't wait to have all that fun with you again today.